I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The Roaring Fork School District has temporarily closed Basalt Elementary Early Childhood Center after two staff members tested positive with COVID over the weekend. Early Childhood Director Cindy Gray says the center will close until September 28th during the 14-day quarantine period. The Roaring Fork schools are working closely with public health officials and have contacted all students and staff who had close contact with those individuals. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and other Democratic colleagues are calling on the seven largest internet providers to help students who are learning remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a letter, the lawmakers are asking companies, including Comcast, T-Mobile, and CenturyLink, to expand coverage areas and suspend limits and fees for increased internet use. They say remote learning has exposed a digital divide that is disproportionately impacting Black, Hispanic, and lower-income households. There are an estimated 90,000 Colorado students without internet. Colorado Secretary of State Griswold says thousands of Coloradans recently received a flyer from the Postal Service containing inaccurate information about the November election. She says it falsely claims residents must request their mail-in ballots, but the state automatically sends them to all registered voters. Griswold also says the mailer could lead some voters to think they can only mail back their ballots, but the state encourages other options after October 26th.
After that date, Coloradans need to return their mail ballots to one of the hundreds of drop boxes we have across the state or an in-person voting location.
Griswold sued the Postal Service over the weekend to stop delivery of the mailers. A judge agreed they could confuse voters and ordered a temporary halt to the mailings. But the Postal Service says it's already delivered 75% of the mailers scheduled to go out in Colorado. History Colorado does not plan to clean up a statue that it will temporarily house after protesters recently toppled and vandalized it outside the state capitol. The piece depicts a Union soldier and has drawn criticism from protesters speaking out against Colorado troops' involvement in massacres of Native Americans. Jason Hansen is with History of Colorado. He says the statue is damaged and has graffiti on it.
We conserve the artifacts in our care, but we don't restore them. We don't try to put them back like new because the story really is how it came to us.
The History Colorado Center in Denver opened a new exhibition this weekend called American Democracy. It includes an art show and a speaker series that explore current events. This is Aspen Public Radio News.